Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent. We have 50,000 homes ready to go, but no one wants to build them. Construction work hasn't started on more than 50,000 apartments that have planning permission in Dublin. The figures show that building apartments in Dublin has largely become commercially unfeasible because construction costs are now higher than what buyers are willing to pay. So the system isn't working for buyers. It's not working for developers either. It's not working for renters, and it's not working for landlords, which is great. The Irish Times also has a housing story on its front page. Home purchasers are losing out to cash buyers, mostly from overseas, on apartments with defects because banks aren't risking lending to buy them. An investigation by the Irish Times has found that buyers who have their mortgages approved can't buy second-hand apartments that require work because banks are unwilling to lend on them due to uncertainty around a government scheme to fix them. And when we talk about the work here, the Irish Times says in some cases the work is as simple as replacing out-of-date fire alarms, but the banks won't give them the money. So overseas investors with cash are snapping up these faulty apartments. A big investigation by the Irish Times into that story. The Irish Examiner: surge in migrant workers being exploited. There's been a surge in cases of migrant workers being exploited, forced to work without breaks or days off, and expected to put in weeks of 70 hours or more. The Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland said its caseload of exploited workers has doubled in the space of a year. The Irish Examiner also on the front page covers the news that Taoiseach Simon Harris will travel to the White House next month to meet US President Joe Biden, which is unusual because usually a Taoiseach only goes over in March to meet a US president. But following their meeting, the Taoiseach and Mr. Biden will both speak at an event to mark the centenary of bilateral diplomatic relations between Ireland and the US. Of course, the US was the first country to recognise Ireland. And what the Examiner is saying, and what I'm sure WhatsApp groups are saying around the country, is that this is now going to spark rumours of a November election, because it's a big goal of any Taoiseach to go to the White House when you are in office. And if you get that out of the way in October, then you can certainly go for election in November. And who knows, you could be back again next March. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, that news breaking overnight from the US that the Taoiseach is going to visit Joe Biden in the White House next month. I don't have a date yet for it, but the paper, the Examiner, saying is that this is hinting now at a November election. Of course, Taoiseach Simon Harris will keep saying, no, the election will be next year, which he's very specific on, weirdly, because the easiest thing in the world to do is say, oh, you never know when there will be an election. A week is a long time in politics. He keeps saying it's next year, so he's kind of backed himself into a corner. Because if he turns around now and says election in November, people will go, well, you're lying to us. You told us it'd be next year. What else are you lying about? I'm not suggesting he's lying, but that may be what some people feel. The Irish Daily Mail: roads will get built as Greens are sidestepped. Bad news for the Green Party here. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan is being sidestepped. Around a €6 million in funding for roads is being found. Funds the Green Minister had refused to sanction. So essentially the roads are going to be built 24 hours after he refused to sanction the spending until next year. The Irish Daily Star: 6,000 rooms to improve. This is pictures of the delayed National Children's Hospital reveal it's still unfinished. More about that today when they appear before the committee in the Dáil. And the Irish Sun tells us Philip Schofield is back. Philip Schofield is making his TV comeback 16 months after being fired from This Morning. He has secretly filmed a one-man survival show called Castaway for Channel 5. He was marooned off Madagascar for 10 days, and footage includes him discussing his 2 years from hell since admitting to an affair with a younger co-worker. So this is his chance to share his story, unedited and honest. And when you see some of the other things that TV presenters were up to in recent years, this is very minor what Philip Schofield was fired for. So he says he's back, and he's back on Channel 5. Horrific news from Spain in the Irish Daily Mail. A guest at a wedding of an Irish couple in Spain suffered serious burns when her dress caught fire and she was engulfed in flames. This is a warning for everyone at weddings with all these candles. The Irish woman remains in the serious burns unit in Seville after her dress was set alight by a candle at the wedding hours after the ceremony in Nerca, according to the Spanish newspaper Sur. And the young woman suffered 70% burns. Horrific story there. We're talking a lot about elections. They can't find the staff to work at elections, it would seem. Irish Times tells us that Dublin City's returning officer, Joseph Burke, has highlighted the issue with the government. He has said there are 125 polling stations for five constituencies in Dublin. They need 1,200 people to work on polling day, poll clerks, presiding officers and supervisors. But because we're in full employment, it's hard to get the staff and they might have to increase the pay. Pay right now, if you're a polling clerk in the general election, you get €367 for the day, but you might have to increase that. And finally, from the Times of London, less than a third of primary school aged children are able to name a courgette or a beetroot. A survey of more than 1,000 children aged 7 to 11 found that the most recognised fruit and veg were strawberries and carrots. 95% of children could identify them. Courgette and squash among the least recognised. Another less recognised vegetable was beetroot. Only 28% of children correctly identifying the beetroot. So a lot of children leaving school without a knowledge of where their food comes from, it would seem.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.